Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey, so I decided to do something a little different this summer. I decided to do a summer podcast series where every Friday this summer, I have a special guest who shares a pre-recorded snippet of what they do and how they serve their community of people. So I asked them to share anything they wanted to that they thought would resonate with each of you, because I truly love bringing awareness to women out there who are doing what they love and helping people with their passions that they have been blessed with. So here's today's special guest, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jenny Zook, and I'm so excited to be doing this fun summer series with Kaylee on her podcast and sharing a little bit about figuring out your personal style. Before I jump into that, I'd love to spend just a couple minutes here in the beginning sharing a little bit about my story and who I am and how I ended up doing what I am doing now, and why I'm so passionate about it. So I am a teacher by training, and I am now an instructional coach, which I still do part-time because I really just have a heart for public education and I love, love, love it. I'm also a mom to twin boys who are almost 8 years old. And this journey of mine that I've been on started before them, but like I really came back to it after I had them because my body was so incredibly different. And I really lost myself. I lost my confidence. I lost my style. I lost a lot of the things that were really a big part of my life before I had kids. And I spent a lot of time really trying to figure out how to get that back after becoming a mom. And I also, once I went through that journey myself and really fine-tuned some things and figured out a lot of strategies that I think are applicable to most moms, I wanted to try to share that. And it was happening kind of around the same time the pandemic hit. And what I used to do before kids was come physically to your closet, help you edit it, and then do some personal shopping and build outfits. And then obviously during the pandemic, like that could not be a thing. And my time was very, very precious because I had two young boys at home. And so I really wanted to develop some tools using my teaching lens with this skill set that I have and try to create things with both of those kind of different, those skill sets kind of working working together in order to provide some skills to women who are looking to try to figure out their personal style. Because at the end of the day, I 100% believe that understanding style and feeling fashionable is just another skill. Really, really and truly, it is. You know what you're drawn to, but figuring out how to make clothes work for your body shape is something that I am really, really passionate about because of the confidence factor. And for me, I don't know about you, I want you to think of a time in your life where you were wearing something that just lit you up, right? It just made you feel like $1 million. And that does something for our confidence levels. And for me, when I think about wanting to show up as my most confident self, leveraging things that are easy, like the clothes I'm putting on, is a heck of a lot less of a lift than doing the mindset work behind confidence, right? And I don't know about you, but in my busy mom professional life, I am looking for give me the easy hacks. And I think clothing can be a very, very easy hack once you really understand how they work. So I'm really passionate about it because if I can do that for myself in the morning, and even though I work from home 50% of the time and then I'm at school 50% of the time, when I get dressed in clothes that light me up, right, and I can get some of that, maybe the outfit that you were imagining isn't something that you would wear in your everyday life, but that feeling is something that we can achieve through clothes that fit our bodies and we don't cringe when we look in the mirror, right? So that is what I am after when I am working with people. So I'm going to kind of walk you through the steps that I typically take with people when I start working with them, or if you grab one of my free tool. And this is just going to kind of give you a little bit of background information about your current closet, your wardrobe, your body style, and then things that I believe you should use for your specific body type to find the pieces that are actually going to like make you look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, like this does actually fit my body. Because a lot of our frustration comes from not understanding how clothes are cut and how they correlate with body shapes. And then I will also share with you just some foundational things that I think belong in every closet and some great places to shop for the basics. And I will also front load this by saying I am not your typical fashion influencer. I do not call myself an influencer. I call myself an anti-influencer because I am a busy mom with boys. And I believe that your clothes need to be functional. They need to fit your lifestyle. They need to be at the right price point, and they need to be realistic. And I think there's a lot out there that pushes an unrealistic expectation of budget and an unrealistic expectation of the amount of clothes you need to have in your closet. I am here for none of that. Okay, so before anything happens in developing your personal style or trying to figure it out, I really believe it has to start with what do you currently have? I always encourage people to shop their closets before they do anything else, and that means you got to go through that sucker. I hate to break it to you, but you need to know what you have and you need to edit it, right? You need to know what's in there and what actually belongs in there. So I highly encourage you go through every single item in your closet. Okay? Decide, does it stay? Does it go? Do you need to try it on? And then let's organize what's left. Okay. And I'm a big fan of organizing it by color because I know that sounds a little OCD, but when you organize it by color, you're going to see really clearly what you have a lot of and maybe what you have none of. Okay. The color coding is number one, going to help you drive decision making where there are gaps in your wardrobe. And number two, it is going to make getting dressed that much easier in your closet because there's not going to be a bunch of visual chaos. It's going to make the decision making easier when you're going to get dressed in the morning. This kind of goes hand in hand with that. I'm a big fan of having matching hangers, nothing fancy. I have white plastic hangers in my closet, but again, it just makes it look more streamlined. So I don't walk into my closet and feel overwhelmed before I even get started. Having a system for your shoes so you can actually see them and know again, like what you like, being able to see your shoes is a big part of it. If you're throwing them in a bin or they're scattered throughout your house, it's going to be really hard to see and build an actual outfit. Then, once you've gone through your closet, it is almost time to shop, and fill to help you fill in those gaps. So, before you go shopping, because this is where the frustration really begins. I know that we have gotten in habits of scrolling and shopping and adding to our carts, but if you don't understand what shape your body is, okay, you have no idea what shape you are. Buying things that you see on other bodies is only going to lead you to more frustration. So, understanding that piece is paramount to figuring out your personal style and figuring out what types of things you should actually be looking for. So when they show up at your door or you bring them into the dressing room, you're not pulling your hair out. So this does require a measuring tape because sometimes our bodies can be a little bit tricky. And I recommend you measure your shoulders. So not like a measuring tape for your house. You're gonna have to have one that's like from a fabric store or whatever that is flexible. You measure your shoulders, you measure your bust, you measure your waist, and you measure your hips. The tool that I have created that walks you through this has a visual, so I highly recommend downloading that because you can actually see where these things are. Because if you're not sure where your waist is, well, that could be a problem. But when you know those measurements about yourself, and then I give you what category you will fall into, Are you a pear, an apple, a rectangle, an hourglass? And these are general categories, right? There are obviously not everybody falls into one of these specifically, but it's going to at least give you a place to start because there are certain silhouettes that are designed for each of these different types of body shapes. Now, if you are, once you figure this out, you should know these things about your specific shape. So when you go to shop, not only do you know where the gaps in your wardrobe are, maybe you need some more print, maybe you need some more color, maybe you have a lot of tops and no bottoms. Whatever it is, you can use that information partnered with your body shape to be able to find the pieces that are actually going to flatter your figure. So if you're a pear shape, here are just some ideas. Tops, a dolman sleeve, a wrap top, a peplum are going to look really, really great because you're really petite on top. Adding some volume up top is going to help balance out your bottom half. On the bottom, you might like a flared jean, a boyfriend cut pant, a wide leg, or a paneled waist dress, excuse me. If you're a rectangle shape, so this means you're basically straight up and down from shoulders to hips, your measurements are almost exactly the same. So you don't have a lot of curvature to your body. So a top idea is that would be good for you would be a ruffle neckline, a puff sleeve off the shoulder. So you're almost like creating a visual curve to your body where there aren't a lot of curves, okay? And bottoms are good for you, a straight, a skinny, a wide. Basically anything you can pull off on a rectangle body when you are just trying to give a little bit of visual interest to your straight lines. A shift dress is also good for a rectangle or an empire waist, okay? All right, for an apple shape, top ideas, a peplum, trapeze, or kimono. And if you Google these, you're going to be able to see visual examples. I also have them linked in the tool so you can go actually see what those look like. And bottoms for an apple shape. So an apple shape is carrying their weight around the middle section. So we're doing things to de-emphasize our middle section and give a little bit more balanced proportions throughout our body. But a boyfriend jean, a flare, a shift dress is also great, and then a nipped at the waist. So right under your bust line. So we can try to create more of a waistline than is probably there if you're carrying your weight around your midsection. All right, for the you hourglass shapes, some top ideas for you would be a V-neck, right? You're wanting to draw the line of sight up. You want or a wrap is great to emphasize your tiny waist, or an off-the-shoulder top is also really flattering on an hourglass shape. Bottoms for you, a flare, a wide leg. A-line dresses and tulip dresses are also great for hourglass shape figures. Okay, so here are some other things that I think are really important. Again, like those are just tip of the iceberg, but I hope that even hearing that is giving you like a little light bulb moment that like there are specific silhouettes that are designed to flatter different shapes and different figures. And knowing those things, armed with that knowledge, you can find pieces that are going to help you feel really good in your clothes versus feeling frustrated and like something's wrong with your body or that nothing ever fits and you have nothing to wear. Okay. Other things that I think are really, really important when you are just trying to figure out your personal style. And also, like for me, I think the simplification of it is really important. I don't need more decision making in my life. So that means I want to have a really functional, sustainable wardrobe that has like maximum mix and match capability. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through things that I believe belong in every wardrobe to give you those things. On the top front, I'm going to say five casual tops, like t-shirts, button downs, those kinds of things. Pretty casual, but very versatile. Five dressier tops, like a blouse or maybe a t-shirt that has like a super fun cinching or ruching to give it more visual interest, something that you could dress up for like a date night or even wear to work. Okay, three to five sweatshirts, really great during transitional seasons. And by the way, sweatshirts can even be worn with a blazer and you can make it look professional. And then three to five great sweaters. Okay, that's gonna give you a really good foundation on the tops. On the bottoms, if you haven't dabbed your or like dipped your toe in, rather, on the straight leg jeans, highly recommend. They can be a very, very flattering. I think even more flattering than a skinny jean because it's providing more balance for body types. Okay, straight leg jeans, a wide leg of a wide leg jean or a pant, really recommend. Joggers, flare pants. Flares are basically great on anybody. And flares are a little bit different than a boot cut. Okay. Again, I have examples on my tool here that you could visually see, but they are just really, really flattering. Some cut-off denim shorts, high-waisted shorts, linen pants are also great for spring and summer. All right, shoes. I think everybody needs a pair of statement sneakers. And I am not talking about athletic workout sneakers, right? I'm talking about the cute, fun, colorful print, platform sneakers that can be worn with like a suit. And I literally mean with a suit, a short suit, like a blazer and shorts, or a blazer and actually slacks and sneakers. So great. A great pair of booties, a great pair of mules, meaning that you can something you can slip on, flat sandals with a fun detail that you can dress up and down in spring and summer. Wedge sandals, and then one pair of heels. Layers, absolutely must have layers in your wardrobe. A blazer, a denim jacket, a chambray shirt, and then a neutral type coat. Okay, if you live somewhere where you actually need a coat. And then one piece items, I think a t-shirt dress is a great foundational piece, a jumpsuit, and then a little black dress. Those are the basics for me to build a nice sustainable capsule wardrobe that's going to give you a good foundation. And here are just some of my favorite places to shop for lots of different reasons. But generally, when I'm building capsules or I am building virtual closets for people, these are going to be my go-to places. One, because I know the brands really well. So this is also a huge, huge factor when you are going to go shopping. Start to know some of these retailers like the back of your hand, because when you find pieces that fit you well, you're going to have more success when you go back to that same retailer, because you start to learn how certain cuts at that retailer work and whether they work for your body or not. And when you get to know those things and you have a handful of those brands or those retailers that you really love, it makes shopping so much easier and so much less frustrating. So Evereve is probably my most favorite place to shop. It is a higher price point, but when you are going to invest in certain pieces, oh, that's the other thing on the tool. If you choose to download it, I star some of the things that I think are really worth investing in, and then other things where you can go on the lower end of the budget because they don't need to last you as long. You're likely going to replace them seasonally. So definitely Evereve is a place where I would say if you're going to invest in some pieces that you know are going to live in your closet year after year and you're going to continue to wear them, that is a fabulous store. They have amazing brands and their customer service is just next level. And the other one on the higher price point that I really love is Anthropologie. They have some really unique things there. They do have some also just great basics, but they put a fun spin on some basics that just make it a little bit more interesting. So I love those too. On the sort of mid-level price point for me, I love Loft and I love J.Crew Factory. They do a great job. The quality is spot on and they run incredible sales. All right. And then on the lower end, oh, and I'm sorry, and Athleta. I love Athleta so much, probably more than I love Lululemon. I love Lululemon I think their stuff is very cute, but I just have shied away from it as of late because I don't find myself wearing athleisure in the same way that Lulu does. I think they're catching up, right? They're starting to offer some things that can kind of cross pollinate, if you will. Like you can wear their things to the office, and Athleta just does a bang up job of this. They have so many great pieces where you can literally wear them to work out, and then you can wear it to the office under a blazer. And I just love what they're doing. So Mid-level, I love those. And then on the lower end of the budget, I'm a huge Old Navy fan. They do a fantastic job of really providing options for all body types, and I love them for that. You can find things plus size, tall, petite. They have it all, and I think they just do a brilliant job of making fashion accessible from a budget standpoint and from a body type standpoint. And then who doesn't love Target? Now, I think you got to be picky about when you're picking things from a lower budget point, knowing what you're getting. I do think they do that, like some of the pieces they can do a fabulous job of at Target and Old Navy, but not everything, right? If I'm going to buy a blazer that I expect to last year after year after year, I'm probably not going to go to Target or Old Navy because I want that piece of clothing to serve me for the over the long haul. And that means I'm going to pay a little bit higher price for something that's going to be higher quality. All right, so that is just the basics of how you can sort of dip your toe into figuring out your personal style. You can find me on Instagram, Jenny Zook, Style Confidence. You can find me at jennyzook.com, and hopefully you'll download this free tool because it really is just like the show notes for you to really figure this out. Because honestly, I feel like the more confident women we have in the world, we are unstoppable. You know what I mean?
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally. But of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.